From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your headlines on this Tuesday, August 8th. A neighbor accused of shooting and killing a 9-year-old girl is due in court today. It happened in Portage Park over the weekend. Yesterday, the community rallied around the girl's father, who also lost his wife to gun violence just 4 years ago. The suspect, 43-year-old Michael Goodman, is charged with one count of felony murder. He'll appear in court today virtually from his hospital bed after he was injured during the shooting. A former fifth-grade teacher in Northwest Indiana, accused of having a kill list of students and fellow staff, has been sentenced to 2.5 years of probation. 25-year-old Angelica Carrasquillo pleaded guilty to an intimidation charge. She previously worked at a school in East Chicago, Indiana. As part of her plea bargain, she's not allowed to work at a school or daycare while on probation. A Pilsen church has received preliminary landmark status. In a unanimous vote, the Commission on Chicago Landmarks voted to preserve the structure at St. Adalbert. The church closed in 2019. Its stained glass windows and a statue have already been removed. A landmark status could prevent it from being sold to developers. The creator of the famous Cha-Cha Slide has died. Known as DJ Casper, Willie Perry Jr. was 58 years old. The Chicago native reportedly wrote the hit song for his nephew, who was a personal trainer, as a step aerobics tune before it became a worldwide hit. Cha-Cha Slide was released in 2000 and remains popular at wedding receptions and birthday parties. We'll see some sunshine before storm chances return this afternoon. Highs will hover in the low 80s. For CBS News Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.